Megan lowered her voice. Look, I know something's wrong, Birdie. I'm your friend. I love you. Talk to me. This was why Elizabeth didn't drink. In such a weakened state, her unhappiness swelled to unmanageable proportions, and the cap she kept on her emotions wouldn't stay put. She looked across the table at her best friend and knew she had to say something. She simply couldn't hold it all inside anymore. Her marriage was failing. Thinking it was hard. Saying it was almost unthinkable. They loved each other, she and Jack, but it was a feeling wrought mostly of habit. The passion had been gone for a long time. More and more often, it felt as if they were out of step, dancing to different pieces of music. He wanted sex in the morning, she wanted it at night. They compromised by going months without making love, and when they did finally reach out, their passion was as tired as their need. Still, they were the envy of their friends. Everyone pointed to them and said, "Look, a marriage that lasts." She and Jack were like the final exhibit in a museum that had been emptying for years. She couldn't possibly say all of that. Words had too much power. They had to be handled with fireproof gloves, or they'd burn you to the bone. "I'm not very happy lately, that's all." "What is it you want?" "It'll sound stupid. I'm half drunk."